WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
It's been over a decade since Sarah Connor, John Connor, and a muscle-bound machine with a thick Austrian accent saved the world from nuclear annihilation in Terminator 2 Judgment Day. Now there's a new Terminator, and this model may be the meanest yet. Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines, opened nationwide today. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
Everybody's talking about what an impossible legacy the young director Jonathan Mostow has to live up to in Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines, the first Terminator picture that doesn't have writer-director James Cameron at the helm. Folks, we're not talking Godfather 1 and 2 here. We're talking about a crackerjack 1984 B-movie that turned the joke that was Arnold Schwarzenegger into a joke that the big guy was in on, and a sequel that was basically one long chase with state-of-the-art for 1992 computer effects. A lot of people walked out of the theater all pumped up and with their ears ringing, but you could say the same thing about a monster truck rally. Still, there was something nice about T2. It had a female action hero, Sarah Connor, at a time when that was a novelty, and a strangely endearing futuristic family, mom, son, and lumpy-jawed Teutonic ex-Terminator. The trio stopped the machines from wiping out the human race. The future was now gloriously open, or so we thought. In T3, it all begins again. The latest Terminator assassin arrives naked from the future, kills someone for a wardrobe, then goes off to kill the leader of the future resistance against the machines. Then a protector arrives naked, but manages to get a wardrobe without killing anyone. Here's the rest of the template. Chase, breather for exposition, bigger chase, more exposition, then a chase that just happens to lead someplace with a handy hydraulic press or foundry. T3 has a couple of variations. Sarah Connor is history, having died between the movies. Her son John, played by Nick Stahl, is 23 years old and a drifter. No longer destined to save the world he supposedly already saved, he's reduced to breaking into an animal hospital to steal phenobarbital. The vet is played by Claire Danes, and here's a coincidence for you. Her dad is in charge of Skynet, the supercomputer that sent those Terminators back from the future in the first place. The latest model Terminator, the TX, is a fembot, played by Kristanna Loken. Here's what she can do. Morph into other people, plug into machines and make them do her bidding, and use her hand like a laser cannon. But she isn't as much fun as T2's Robert Patrick, who had a sort of newly hatched blankness, with stuck-out ears that gave him the look of an especially willful five-year-old. The joke was that Cameron had found someone smugger and blanker than Schwarzenegger. The joke here, if you can call it that, is watching Schwarzenegger bash a pretty blonde's head through a urinal to no visible effect. The audience awaits the arrival of the big guy, and I must say, with 40-year-old Demi Moore going bod-to-bod with Cameron Diaz in a bikini in the terrible new Charlie's Angels picture, and the 54-year-old Schwarzenegger showing off his rock-hard gluteals, it's been a banner year for personal trainers and plastic surgeons. Schwarzenegger gets to total cars and deliver deadpan understatements like, "We need a new vehicle," and he's constantly in search of the right pair of shades. But he's not the same lovable robot from T2, which he explains in this scene to Nick Stahl and a captive Claire Danes.
No sign of brain trauma.
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. Yeah, do you even remember me? Sarah Connor? Blowing up Cyberdyne? Hasta la vista, baby? Ring any bells?
That was a different T-101.
What, do you guys come off an assembly line or something?
Exactly.
Oh man, I'm gonna have to teach you everything all over again.
Catherine Brewster, have you sustained injury?
Dropped it!
I'm unable to comply.
That excerpt is misleading, since most of the dialogue is tin-eared, and most of the soundtrack consists of crunching metal and deafening music. But Mostow does deliver the goods. Car and truck chases that bring whole buildings crashing down. Virtually indestructible machines that throw each other through walls. and a villain that comes back more times than Wile E. Coyote. There are no surprises until the end, which I won't spoil, but which flies in the face of everything that James Cameron stands for. Say what you will about Cameron's aesthetic, he has a mighty faith in the power of heroic individuals to take on fate and win. But it turns out that there's a historical inevitability more powerful than Cameron or even Karl Marx could have conceived. The relentless drive for sequels. As the Terminator famously puts it, I'll be back.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate.